WisconsinOnDemand.com. It's Homer and Tony on 94.5 ESPN. Jason Wilde is brought to you by Boucher Automotive, where we ride with you every mile. 18 dealerships, 15 brands, and thousands of vehicles in stock. Check them out at Boucher.com.
Everybody on the planet Earth should get information about the Green Bay Packers from Jason Wilde, especially on this, the first day, with Jordan Love as quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Every day, get Packer info from Jason Wilde. We do our part, 94.5 ESPN. Good afternoon, Jason.
Hi, Homer. How are you?
I'm fine. Ready to go. Let's go.
Tony.
Ready to go where? Buddy. Where are you going?
Ready to go. New quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Let's go. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I got a question for Tony first.
Sure.
What's up, buddy?
So, the biggest mistake you ever made on the basketball court?
What was the biggest mistake?
Yeah, what was like the biggest, like, it cost your team the game, or like, what is there, do you have like a basketball regret?
That's got to be outside of missing shots. Let me think of a mental mistake that I made that cost us a game.
Well, while Tony thinks about it, here's why I'm asking the question. So, obviously, I really love the Bennett family, and I know Tony and Dick. Virginia just lost. They were up.
They were up five with, they were up four with 19 seconds left.
Yes.
And they had been on a 5-0 run.
Yes. And so Furman hits two free throws, mm-hmm. and then they're pressing and they trap. The kid that plays point guard for them, Kehi Clark, is a graduate student at sixth year, mm-hmm. I guess.
Been there forever,
161 career games, and he gets trapped in the corner, and he tries to throw the ball the length of the floor. He gets intercepted. They make one pass. Kid hits a three with 2.4 left, and they lose. And his last game as a college player, I understand he made a huge mistake. I'm not absolving him, but I can't imagine having to live with that as your last play after such a great career. I mean, the dude was on a – national championship team.
I know.
And that's how he ends his college career. That's got to suck.
But you got a ring.
That hurts.
You look at his career.
That ring is not going to make it feel better.
You don't think? The history of his life? I mean, not today, but at some point.
Nope.
No?
Whoa. Have you ever spoken to any athletes?
Yeah, all the time.
They remember the misses.
Correct. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, tough. I'm sorry. I know you want to talk Jordan Love, but I was just gutted for that kid. I just felt terrible.
Yeah, I feel for him too. All right. There's nothing new regarding.
We'll get him on, and Homer can remind him that he won a national championship.
Yeah. We'll get him on every year. And yes, over the course of his life, he'll remember that.
Still remember the miss.
He'll remember the national championship,
He'll
too.
Remember the turnover. That will hurt.
Yeah. Which will he remember more?
Anyway.
Okay.
Jordan Love.
Now, has anything changed with Rodgers? Rodgers, the Packers, the Jets, what the Packers want? What I know you talked to some officials.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you,
Packers officials?
No, other team, big shots on other
NFL
teams.
Officials.
Yeah, other
executives,
team.
Yeah, other league executives. Yeah, I'm still, I'm a little surprised. And if I'm proven wrong, I will apologize to Goody, but that he's sticking by. They got to give us a first round pick. If Joe Douglas is smart, if Woody Johnson is patient, which I don't know if he is, and if Aaron Rodgers is smart, you don't give in. I think you make them wait. I think you make the Packers look. You want a first round pick? Okay, Let us know if you get another team interested in Aaron Rodgers. And let us know if you change your mind and you want him to be your starting quarterback next year. Because this is our offer. We think it's a fair offer. And that's fine. But eventually, you owe him $58.3 million in an option bonus. And while we certainly want him, you guys want to be patient, that's fine. You guys go ahead and wait. But sooner or later, you cannot have him on your team. You just can't. Not if you're going to move on to Jordan Love. You can't do it. And so let us know when you change your mind and you want to get back to us. But if it seems to me that all this discussion about leverage and who's got it and who doesn't, the bottom line is the Packers' strategy here is hope that a wealthy owner who is desperate for his organization to get to the playoffs for the first time since 2010 and get to the Super Bowl for the first time since 1969 says, I can't wait anymore. Give them what they want.
Yeah,
and that would be dumb.
Well, no, that's my question. What's the date in which it affects the play of the Jets this season?
Yeah, I would if I was Joe Douglas right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because look, Aaron Rodgers is not the perfect solution for them at quarterback, right? I mean, all the great things he's done surely are great. But he's going to be 40 years old. He could break his collarbone in the opener.
Sure.
And he's going to be 40. Like, older players do get hurt more. I'm not saying that that's going to happen. I think if he's healthy, I think he's going to have a hell of a season for them. I think he's going to be incredibly motivated, all that stuff. But, again, I would make sure that I have some other options at my disposal, looking at guys that I would feel okay with being my starter, and if it means sacrificing Rodgers being in the off-season program, and I don't want to talk out of both sides of my mouth here because I was so critical of him for not taking part in the Packers off-season program, I'm not saying that it's ideal for them to have to not have Rodgers at the Jets off-season program, but I'm making Goody wait, and he can claim that he's in no hurry. The draft can come and go, and the Jets can just stand pat with the picks that they're scheduled to make. Number 13 overall in the first round, number 43 overall in the second round, and just wait them out. I think that's worth the risk because I would not overpay in terms of trade capital to a team that has publicly said they do not want him anymore, and now Aaron Rodgers has underscored that. I think the Packers giving away the idea that they do not want him. They want Jordan Love to be their starter is far worse than Rodgers saying, I want to go to the Jets. Because as far as I see it, the Packers have to trade Rodgers. They cannot cut him. If they cut him, that option bonus, A, gets paid, and B, counts against the cap. And so if Rodgers only wants to play for the Jets and the Packers can't cut him, then what is their leverage to try and trade him to someone else and then have him fake retire and everything gets messy, or he comes to the offseason program in Green Bay and creates all kinds of problems for them and trying to transition to Jordan Love just like Favre did coming in during training camp when they were transitioning to Rodgers? Like, to dig your heels in for a first-round pick and more, which is how it was reported by Mike Florio, I think they're playing with fire, and I think they're being so adamant about we have to get a first-round pick for a guy we don't want anymore that I think that's dangerous, and we'll see again if their strategy of hoping that Woody Johnson's desperation leads Joe Douglas, who is well known as a hard bargainer. I mean, look, the Jets could have had Tyreek Hill. I heard this past week that when they were in trade talks with the Chiefs for Tyreek Hill, their initial offer didn't include a first-round pick. I mean, Goody should love Joe Douglas because he's a cheapskate too. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
I ask the question again. If you're the coach, at what date do you say we need to have Rodgers in? You're bringing Rodgers in to win a Super Bowl, correct?
Sure.
All right. Well, at what point does a coach, you can ask coaches around the NFL too because they know them, at what date do you feel that you need Rodgers in order to have that season you dream of?
The week of the opener.
Not before.
I know that Rodgers wanted to be clear that, you know, Nathaniel Hackett got the coordinator job on his own merits. But if we're being honest, that is another benefit for them. Because, first of all, you telling me that Rodgers and Nathaniel Hackett aren't going to talk. They're both going to get like burner phones and talk about all kinds of things, right? I mean, they're friends.
Well, no, he got the job because the Jets were hoping they could get Rodgers, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Rodgers claimed, you know, that really pisses me off, and that downgrades how great coach he is. Right. He is a good coach. I'm not saying he's not. He wasn't a good head coach in Denver for 15 games. But the fact of the matter is, if Rodgers takes this all the way up to when the Packers have to pay that roster bonus or that option bonus, and then they're stuck and they have to, like, if they tried to cut him after they have to pay the bonus, it's a $75 million cap hit. They would have to start cutting players that are on their roster at that moment. They cannot allow that to happen. This contract is written in a way that the window opens tomorrow and goes all the way to the first week of the regular season. But if I'm the Jets, even though it's not ideal, even though I want him in my building tomorrow, I'm saying, look, all right, hey, and then we'll treat the first couple of regular season games like preseason games, basically, and there'll be growing pains. We'll probably lose a couple because Aaron hasn't been here all offseason and didn't take part in training camp, but we're going to be fine.
Right.
Eventually, we'll figure it out because we got one of the best in the business, and we think we've got a Super Bowl roster with him at quarterback. So, again, I understand the perspective, and I understand the hope of Woody Johnson getting impatient and just telling Joe Douglas, look, I'm the owner. I own this team. I pay the bills. You're trading the number one, the first round pick for him. I don't care. We got to have him. I can't be patient. But if I'm Joe Douglas, I'm not doing it. And I'm doing and if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm talking to Woody Johnson since I have permission to do so and telling him the same thing. Woody, trust me, man. I am going to be your quarterback, but trust Joe and I to make sure that we give up the least amount possible for me to get there.
Well, I've said the Packers have leverage, but if the Jets are willing to wait till the week of the opener, then the Jets have the leverage.
Yeah.
But I don't believe they are.
I believe that their coaching staff and their general manager probably do.
Really? Wow.
Sure. I mean, he's an all-time great player going into an offensive system that he helped design with Hackett in 2020,
okay.
Right?
All
because
right.
They changed things that LaFleur did to be more Rodgers-friendly. They can teach that while he's not there. And look, the Packers don't want to wait. I mean, the question is, at what point would the Packers freak out and say, okay, we're way too close to the first week of the season. We've got Jordan Love. We've got, you know, Aaron. We're keeping him away from the building. But he's still under contract with us. You know, we're going right down the same path as 2008 that we did with Favre. I mean, remember, Favre came back, and they said, Mark Murphy said, he's welcome to come back and be a backup to Aaron. Like, it's history repeating itself yet again. If we get to that point, just get rid of him. Take the second round pick. See if you can get a conditional pick based on what he does in 2023 or 2024 with the Jets. But why play with fire for a guy that you don't want on your team anyway?
I think we can finish with that. Nicely done, Jason.
Glad I could help.
Homer doesn't agree, though, because Homer's corporate boy.
Well, no. Jason was just corporate boy for the Jets.
No, I'm
not
trying,
really.
To prevent an owner from being. I'm trying to prevent an owner from being. This is my team. I'm the rich guy signing the checks. Go get my guy. I'm telling you, Rodgers and Joe Douglas and Nathaniel Hackett, their biggest task starting yesterday was to make sure that Woody Johnson knows, hey, we're all on board here. He's going to be our quarterback, but we're not giving up.
Right. They're trying to do what they think is best for the team. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to do what I think is best for the Packers. Bring him back if they won't give you what you want and play him. And Jordan Love starts next year. That's what I think is best for the organization. Just like you think what you're telling the Jets to do is best for that organization, right?
Except they don't want him back.
I mean, they don't want him back, Homer.
Homer doesn't understand that.
No, I understand that. They don't want him back. Well,
then you just said bring him back.
Yes, because that's what I would do.
Don't want him, you don't bring him back.
No, but
those
I
two
can.
Can't be together.
Sure they can't, because I can change my mind.
No.
Why can't I change my mind?
Well, change your mind?
Yes. Why can't I change and say, look, if the Jets won't give us what we think is good, then let's bring him back and let him play one more year, and we'll sign Jordan Love for the following year.
Oh, you're saying Jets won't give you a first round, so now you want him. So.
Yes. They're forcing us to rethink our approach, and I'm saying sit down and rethink it and bring him back.
It's the manifestation of what Mark Murphy, in his not-so-infinite wisdom, said on the WIAA Girls State High School Basketball podcast. Is there a way for Rodgers to be the starter next year? Yeah, if things don't work out the way we want them to, we don't want him to be our starter, but we'll start him. If we can't get what we want from him, we'll have him.
I say that, and you say that it's like crazy.
We don't want him.
But you say what I'm saying is crazy when, in fact, all I'm doing is repeating what Murphy said, right? Correct?
No, Murphy didn't say that.
Yes, he did. Isn't that what Murphy said? Yes, it's possible Aaron Rodgers could be back as quarterback if we and he don't get what we want, right? That's what he said.
It's like a sitcom.
But
though.
Did he say it? He said it, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
that
that's all
what
I'm
he said.
Okay.
And it sounded dumb then, and it sounds dumb now.
Well, but he said it. I'm not making this up.
From Aaron Rodgers saying, I'm not going to hold them hostage, to the Packers saying, we're going to bring back a guy who we don't want, and as a result, does not want to be here, and we're going to make him our starting quarterback. We're going to pay him $60 million. We're going to pay $60 million to a guy who doesn't want to be here.
Because they
and
know.
We don't want him. We want to fire him.
Yes.
Does that sound asinine?
Again, based on the words alone.
Sounds normal to Homer.
No, it sounds asinine, yes. But you're
dealing. Oh, okay, thank you.
All right, I'll accept that. Thanks, Jason.
All right, guys, take care. Be good.